Blog Talk Radio.
God's Word. I am your host, Minister Daryl Kendrick, coming to you live from Southern California, and we are excited about part three of our program. Today, we're talking about, finding joy in trying times, the joy of the Lord. Many people have joy, but it's superficial of what's going on in their lives, versus that which, if you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you should have unquenchable joy, because you are quenched by the living water, which is the Word of God. Amen. again, we welcome you to be here today. For those who might listen on the archives, or those who might be listening on Facebook and so forth, we thank you for being here. God bless each and every one of you for supporting me. We're trying to get back in the rhythm of things and get some consistency with our program. I work nights, so can't always do it. I would love to do it at a consistent time, but it's not always that feasible. But anyway, people can come and listen anytime, 24/7. You can go to the archives on Blog Talk Radio, and you can just Google Minister Big Ken 65. That's Minister Biggken, the number 65, and you could go to my website or the Prodigal Church Hour website and be able to catch the over 400 sermons that I've done over the last 5 years. And God bless those who do listen and go back in the archives and enjoying the Word of God. Amen. I'm not the most articulate Bible teacher, but I try to do what as the Lord has done for me. And I'm excited about what God is doing in my life, and try to stay humble and stay hungry for the Word. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because we all need, I think when we have that joy in our heart, then we want to know more about the God who gave us the joy. Amen. So on that note, let's get into a word of prayer, a time of prayer, and let's then come back to this word on joy, and we'll pick up part three. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here today, Lord. We pray right now, Lord God, that I decrease and you increase in me, Lord. And all who may listen, all who will come, all who are here now, Lord God, that you will touch them, Lord, and give them, fill them with your Spirit, Lord God. May the Holy Spirit have his way in our hearts and our minds. May we be prepared to learn from you. And as the Holy Spirit gives us understanding and wisdom, Lord God, may we be ready to apply it to our life. Because without application, Lord, there is no true salvation, Lord. We don't take this word and digest it and use it for your glory and our growth. We thank you for this time today in Jesus' name. We say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. The call-in number here, I want to give that out, and also some call-in numbers. You can call me and contact me. Call-in number here on the radio program is 646-668-8468. You can only call here during the live broadcast, though. But you can stay tuned for to see what times we're going to be on. And I'm going to at least try to post those times up on a regular basis so people can be aware of it. I try to promote it when I'm able to, but we'll try to be more consistent and get a timetable that works for me and you as well. Amen. Also, you can catch me on on Facebook at Daryl Kendrick. Daryl Kendrick, D-A-R-R-Y-L. K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. You can find me on Facebook. Also, you can catch me on my email address, dkendrick, S-R, like Sam Romeo, at gmail.com. Dkendrick Senior at gmail.com. Also, my personal number is 713-538-4936, and you can catch me there. If you would like an off-the-air question or something that when it comes to faith and salvation and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, those things are important, and we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So if this teaching is ministering to you and you believe in what God is doing, and here we covered your prayers, and we ask that you stand with us and support us, and encourage other people to listen in throughout the week, whether it's live or on the archives. Amen. All programs are archived, and you can go back and listen, and you share it with other people. You can even send out, you can send this out as a text message or as an email, I should say, to your friends. All right. We're going to be talking, we left off yesterday, we were talking about this joy, the joy of the Lord, and having joy in the Lord. I think it's so important that we understand. Remember, I was talking about having that the fruit of the Spirit, even though it's singular, all of the fruits, love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness, they all work together, and it's singular. They're singular in the sense that you cannot have one without the other. Each and every believer, it's not like the gifts of the Spirit where you might have one or two gifts. No, these fruits, are a byproduct of salvation and the Holy Spirit, because they are fruit of the Spirit. That's why it's in the singular. So when you got when you and I were saved, and I'm talking about the believer, when you and I were saved, we were given the Holy Spirit, which He teaches us and builds up our faith, or builds us up with the fruits of the Spirit. Love is part of the Christian faith. Faith is part of the Christian faith. Joy is part of the Christian faith. Peace is part of the Christian faith. All of these things are part of who you are. They're part of your spiritual DNA, and you can't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by trying to lay any one of these fruits, any one of these fruits or attributes of what you are aside, because it would be like God trying to lay His holiness aside. He doesn't never lay His holiness aside. He's 100% always holy, because that's part of His nature. It's part of His character. So when we were born again with the Spirit, we were given these fruits, and they're encumbered by the Holy Spirit and the personal relationship we have in Jesus Christ. Salvation is a gift from God. So when God gave us salvation, He gave us the Holy Spirit to seal us, and since He sealed us, He gave us everything we need, according to Ephesians chapter 2, and I want us to read that right quick, because it's important that we have that. I'm sorry, it's Ephesians chapter 1, I believe, and I want us to take a look at that, because it's so important for us to get this and take this to heart. I think some of us go around and we talk about, oh, this person is so anointed, and this person is so anointed, and we all have an anointing, and I think it's bad theology when we try to say somebody is more anointed than another. Everybody doesn't have a speaking gift. Everybody doesn't have a singing gift. Everybody doesn't have the gift of mercy and grace. We all have different attributes or different gifts in the body of Christ. But nonetheless, we all are, those gifts were given to us by God Himself, so He gave us everything we need to live this Christian life. Amen. I want us to look at Ephesians chapter 1 real quick, because it's important. He says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, this is Ephesians 1, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. He predestined us to the adoption as sons or daughters according to the kind intention of His will. So God has given us everything that we need. He says, again, blessed be the God and Father, this verse 3, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Us as the believers, the called out ones, the ecclesia of the church, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So since God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, part of those spiritual blessings is that you will produce fruit. You cannot be a Christian planted by God and not be producing and bearing fruit from God. That's an oxymoron. God did not save us to be barren. He wants us to be fruity tooties. He wants us to be fruit trees. And I don't mean that in the other sense of the word. But He wants us to bear fruit, and plenty of it. We are to go out and share this faith that we have, because if He has saved you and He's giving you faith, the faith that He's giving you should make you faithful. And being faithful is being an ambassador of Christ. And an ambassador of Christ does what? An ambassador of the United Nations represents the interests of the United Nations. An ambassador of the USA represents the USA's best interests. So God has given us a task to represent Him and to go out and spread the word throughout all the nation. And if you live in America, you have plenty of people to share this faith with, if you have a faith worth sharing. I think a lot of people have a dead faith instead of a new faith or a spiritual faith. They believe in something, but it's just not something that's producing any kind of fruit. And that's contrary to the will of God and the word of God. Look at Romans 12:12. He says, rejoice in hope, Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. This is part of being joyful. Rejoice. The word rejoice is synonymous with joy. It's synonymous with joyfulness, joy, happy. It's rejoice in hope. Rejoice. You want to look at? Let's look at this word a little bit. Let's look at it from a dictionary point of view, Bible dictionary. We can go here and look. It's important that we understand what this truly means to rejoice. I think so many people don't know how to rejoice in the Lord, and we should be the most joyful people on the planet. Amen. We should be the most joyful people on the planet. Because, see, if you are in Christ, you have something to rejoice about. This word rejoice is a verb. Feels or show great joy or delight. He rejoiced in what he and when he saw his friend alive. You know, Jesus wept when Lazarus had died. Not that he didn't know that he was going to raise him up. But he was sad. He wept. But he was also joyful. That was in his humanity. He wept. But he knew with Lazarus that he was going to raise him up. But see, this word is synonymous to happiness, pleasure, joy, delight, elation, jubilation, exuberance, exultation, celebration, revelry, merrymaking. News of the war news of the war's end unleashed a spectacle of rejoicing in the streets. See, when you rejoice about something, when you're ecstatic about it. When I got saved, I was rejoicing because I knew what God had saved me from. So many people have not that. They don't have that joy. They have never experienced that joy. Salvation for them was just they said a prayer and nothing ever took place on the inside. It was all emotions and feelings just on the surface. And see, it shows in your walk because as a Christian, we are commanded by Christ to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. See, God did not plant a seed that would not bear fruit. So either God planted the seed of assurance and that you may rejoice and count it all joy, or Satan might have planted a seed, or you still got the seed of Satan. And that's why you have no real peace and joy. That's why you're looking for more money, a bigger house, a bigger car, more things, but you're not content in just being in Christ. You're not content in knowing that you are a child of Abraham. You're not content in knowing that Christ has saved you, redeemed you. He has justified you, made you righteous. Even before you did anything, he's sanctifying you daily. It means that you are continuously being we are being continually pruned. God is continually snipping off old branches of that old sinful life because we have not arrived. We are still in these tainted bodies, but God has given us something that we cannot lose. He's given us his spirit. He's given us a personal relationship with him. Therefore, we can count it all joy, and we can know that we are in his hands, and he will never let us let nothing happen to us. If you truly his, you can get stupid for a moment, but you won't stay stupid because God has a way of chastening and he will whoop us. Remember, I don't know if y'all ever had one of them old-fashioned whoopers where you got whooped from one end of the block to the other. Well, I did, and it wasn't good. It wasn't fun because everybody got to see it. You dreaded the whooping hurt it, but guess what? The embarrassment was more hurtful. And we realized that, I'll never want my mama to do that or my daddy to do that. Because if you get a public beat down, it wasn't fun at all. James 1:2 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. See, in this Christian walk, we're going to go through something. We're going to go through hard times. The more you stay radical for Jesus, or when you start becoming radical for Jesus, you're going to be encountered by people that say they're your brothers and sisters, say they love God, but guess what? They are imposters, and guess what? Some of the biggest controversial, some of the biggest people that come against you is those as professing believers, because they say, man, I'm a Christian too. You ain't got to do all that. I ain't got to do all that. No, we got to do what We got plenty of examples in the Bible of people that was radical for Christ. I don't understand why more of us not being radical. We had a situation just a couple weeks ago where this woman in Kentucky refused to give out marriage licenses to same-sex partnerships because it went against her conviction. And guess what? She took a radical stand for the cross. She was being persecuted and put in jail for the cross. Now, they didn't fire her, but they basically held her in contempt because they said she was refusing. But guess what? There was a judge who did the same thing, has been doing the same thing, and she was a black lesbian judge who decided she wasn't going to marry anyone that were heterosexual couples because she said it went against her convictions. Not one person put her in jail. Not one time was this put on national TV. What hypocrisy. What hypocrisy. But guess what, friends? I'm going to still count it all joy because when you sign up for Christ and get real with him, you put a bullseye on yourself. Either you're going to stand with Christ no matter what it's going to cost you, or you're going to die by your lies. You're going to be a testifony instead of a testimony. And we need more testimonies. We need more people that's willing to suffer for Christ's name's sake. Not for being a fool, not for stirring up trouble, but for taking a strong stand for what's right, what's true, what's godly, what's holy. There's nothing wrong with that. If a man don't stand for his convictions, he'll fall for everything else. We all got to have some conviction out here. I don't hate homosexuals. I hate the lifestyle, but I hate all lifestyles that go against God's will. Heterosexual lifestyles, bestiality, anything that goes against God's moral law, I hate it. I hate it in my life. And I'm going to continue to speak the truth until God either take me home or I go or I die. But I'm going to keep on speaking the truth because I'm not worried about what they think about me. I'm worried about what he says about me. Amen? Let's get through a few more of these because, you know, time moves so quick. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Oh, yes, this joy works well with hope. Guess what? You have joy because you have hope. When God says something, when we declare his promises, when we know his promises are true, and I ain't talking about promises that were made to Israel that we try to claim today as far as we want to have big house and want to be blessed going in, coming out. See, God is more concerned about the spiritual, friends. Everything that's physical is going to fade. This world is fading away. We're not taking none of this junk. What if you could have $1 million and drop dead tomorrow? What did you really have? And if you ain't doing it if you ain't using that money for the true kingdom of God, I'm talking about to help bless somebody that's poor, the widowed, or those that don't have, you ain't really done nothing. If you're talking about getting more planes and bigger cars and all that, man, that stuff, guess what? They get that stuff today and they begging you for more money tomorrow. A lot of these pimps, they ain't got no joy. That's why they're trying to get you to give them joy. The more money you give them, the more joy they have. That's the only joy they got because they don't really have the joy of the Lord. They can't abound. They don't know. Their hope is not in the cross. Their hope is in your pocketbook. Amen. Stop giving these rascals your money that's trying to get a $60 million plane. They can catch a commercial flight. Why you got to have a plane? Who is he? Who is he that he need a plane? You think God stopped raising up ministers and pastors that you're the only one that can speak the word? And guess what? Let me just let you in on something. If they can name it and claim it and grab it and blab it, why they begging you for it? That don't make no sense. If God has promised them as they say, and their faith is what they use to get what they want, why they begging you for money? They shouldn't be telling nobody but God. That's another story. We'll get into that later this year. I got some new stuff to talk about with these false teachers and prosperity pimps. He says, hey, may the God of hope fill you. Just like the Holy Spirit fills us and we need to have him fill us every day, we need that feeling for joy and peace and believing. So that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. See, friends, we need that hope every day. Every day we walk out there. I'm talking about the believer. Unbeliever, friends, only thing I can tell you is the cross is the answer. Jesus is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father except by him. So until you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, till you totally surrender your will to His will, and drop your pride, and drop all those things that are contrary to the Word of God, and say yes, Lord, to your will by faith, and trust Him, you're gonna continually be seeking after the things down here instead of things above. Real quick, Philippians 4:4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. That's an imperative. Don't do it part-time. We need to rejoice in the Lord always. Not when things are going well, not when it feels good, not based on our emotions, not based on what God has given us, not based on anything but the fact that I've been saved and redeemed and I'm no longer under the wrath of God. I'm no longer an enemy of God, but now I am a child of God, and I have a personal relationship with Him. Friends, this is good news. See, the only way you and I can rejoice is to have the one who has redeemed us. Redemption should bring you rejoicing, should give you a reason to rejoice. The Scriptures should give you a reason to rejoice. You don't just read the Scriptures to find your favorite Bible verse. You read the Scriptures because they have the words that pertain to life and godliness. You want to live holy? Read the Word. Obey the Word. Live the Word. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. See how all of these go together? The fruit of the Spirit. Once the Spirit of God has set you free and made you a child of God, guess what? All of these come with it. All of these are part of your new nature, your new attribute. You should be a more loving person. You should have more joy, more peace, more patience, more kindness, more goodness, more faithfulness. But it's only going to happen if you die to self. You must die to your own self. You must get out of the way of yourself. As Dr. J. Vernon McGee said, our worst enemy is us. We're in our own way because we're not applying everything that God has given us. Remember what I opened up with? God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So if we don't apply those things, those principles, those biblical nuggets, if we're not digesting that, then we're not really growing. And if we're not growing, we're not going to ever know. We're not going to ever be successful. Last verse, John 16:24 says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Now this is one of those passages that what? People love to try to butcher, because they want to ask things that have nothing to do with salvation, have nothing to do with God, and have nothing to do with Jesus' will. We are not here to get what we want, friends. We are here to get what God has for us. And we need to be like Solomon and ask for wisdom, and stop asking for wealth, because some of us can't handle 2 nickels, let alone 50 billion or a million or even 500. We need to be asking for wisdom. Stop asking God for things that don't have nothing to do with bettering the kingdom or building up the kingdom. God knows what you need. He told you to be content with what you have, and most of us in America are really not really fooling ourselves. I'm going to close here, and we're going to pray. Father God in heaven, thank you for this time. It's so short. It goes by so quick, Lord. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed your vessel, your servant, to just be a vessel to speak out to those who might be out there, who might be struggling with this faith, who's struggling with this joy. I pray, Lord God, that these scriptures have enlightened and given us some hope, and the hope is in Christ Jesus alone. Anyone that does not know you, have a personal relationship with you, that this would be a message that cuts to the core, that they may have this unspeakable, unquenchable joy, and that they may know you and love you and worship you forever and ever. We thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, if you'd like to contact me off air, 713-538-4936, and contact me. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, Daryl Kendrick, on Facebook, and I look forward to the next time we meet for part 4. We will continue this finding joy in trying times. I am your host, Minister Daryl Kendrick, a.k.a. Minister Big Ken. I pray that you had a great time in today's word with me. I had a great time bringing it, and I ask that you be blessed and the Lord, the joy of God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.